NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The major U.S. stock indices were up on news of positive development from today's debt crisis emergency talks among the heads of France, Germany, and Greece. As Alder Beardsley reports, Greek officials are assuring its partners the country will meet its obligations and follow through on promised austerity measures.
In the emergency teleconference, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou assured German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, the Eurozone's strongest nations, that his country would do what was necessary to reduce its deficit. And all three leaders confirmed that Greece was an integral part of the Eurozone. Eurozone nations approved a second massive bailout for Greece in July upon condition that Greece would meet its austerity commitments. But despite attempts by European officials to stem the debt crisis, it only seems to worsen. In France, Wednesday, two banks were downgraded for holding too much Greek debt. And despite protests in the streets, the Italian parliament gave final approval to a national austerity package. Meanwhile, top EU officials have warned that the failure of the euro could wreck the European Union. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Vice President Joe Biden unveiled a new initiative today to save taxpayers' money. As NPR's Maura Liasson reports, it would fight waste, fraud, and abuse in government agencies.
Vice President Biden convened a cabinet meeting at the White House to highlight measures the administration was taking to make government work better.
As long as there is waste and fraud in government, and serious waste and fraud, people lose confidence in the ability of their government to do their job for them. It robs the taxpayers not only of their money, but undercuts the ability to us to serve the people we're elected to serve.
One new program the vice president pointed to was an initiative from the Health and Human Services Department to cut waste in Medicaid by auditing contractors to find improper payments made to health care providers. Biden said that would save $2.1 billion over 5 years. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A group of liberal Democrats are proposing an increase in the ceiling on the payroll tax that funds Social Security. The measure introduced today would raise the payroll tax for those earning more than $250,000 a year. Vermont lawmaker Bernard Sanders says the measure would be designed to keep the pension fund afloat for decades to come, raising an additional $6.5 trillion.
The Keeping Our Social Security Promises Act will ensure that Social Security remains solvent for the next 75 years without cutting benefits or without raising taxes on the middle class.
Would also intend to head off other efforts to overhaul Social Security or trim benefits. The move is unlikely to obtain Republican backing, though. Satellite radio broadcaster SiriusXM has announced it's boosting its price for its basic service. The company says effective the first of the year, the basic package will go from $12.95 to $14.49 a month. Optimism over signs of cooperation with Greece helped boost stocks in this country. The Dow is up 140 points. This is NPR. A former Bank of America employee who blew the whistle on widespread fraud involving mortgages has received a nearly $1 million jury award. Labor Department announcing today the $930,000 award will go to the one-time employee of Countrywide Financial, who B of A fired shortly after acquiring the company in 2008. According to the Labor Department, the unnamed employee led an internal investigation that turned up widespread fraud. The bank paid $2.5 billion for Countrywide, but estimated write-downs and legal fees have pushed that price to upwards of $30 billion. Reading scores for high school students who took the SAT this year at their lowest level ever recorded. Combined reading and math scores on the college entrance exam also fell to their lowest point in more than a decade. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
1.6 million students took the SAT. Reading scores declined 3 points, and math scores were down 1 point from last year. Joan Lord is with the Southern Regional Education Board.
A larger cross-section of students across the nation are taking the test, and when that happens, the scores usually drop.
44% of test takers were minority students, 36% are the first in their family to go to college, and more than a quarter came from homes where English was not the only language. Lord says that also made a difference.
We have many more African American and Hispanic students in our region, and historically, their scores have been lower than others.
She says schools need to develop more rigorous curriculum to turn things around. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Officials with the National Transportation Department say they are now officially banning the use of so-called electric cigarettes aboard airline flights. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, in an announcement today, says the ban of electronic cigarettes should help reduce passenger confusion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.